Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Good to be here, folks. In the greasy garage, I am. Yes, I am. I am in the greasy garage with you, where the coil springs are springing, the distributor rotors are rotoring, or spinning. The fan belts, the serpentine belts, are, of course, are burning and spinning, burning on the backside where the idler pulley is grabbing them. Oh, yeah, because your belt tensioner is actually pushing against that back of that serpentine belt, scorching the pulley and scorching the belt, of course. You folks that have the V-belts, you know, they're screaming and squalling at you. Oh, yeah, where the dipsticks are stuck in the tube and we're checking the dipsticks at all times. Or if you have a newer car, you're actually just looking at the electronic TV screen. The monitor up there on the dash. And it's going to tell you, like the Audi brand is just one brand. It tells you, it shows you a bar graph, and you have to, you know, hit the buttons. And a lot of you probably have to go to the internet on the YouTube side and all that, because you don't memorize it, of course, until you finally do it. And then you memorize it, and then you do it. And it tells you the steps to go in and find out, figure out which buttons to hit to be able to get the little TV screen there in the center of your dash to show you the bar graph to say, hey, your oil's in the right position. Or is it? How do they do all that? Technology. Electronics. Electric sensors in oil pans. Electric sensors in the air intake. Electric sensors, yes, even on your console shifter in the center there. Yes, just to be able to put it from P. Not for poop, that's for park. You have to put it in D for go, drive. And sometimes they just don't want to go, do they? You have to push the brake pedal. Oh, another electronic sensor on the brake pedal. Sometimes you might, if you had your hand on the gear shift at the same time you touched your right or left foot on the brake pedal, you would actually feel a click in your right hand. That's, of course, if you have a left-handed driving car, like we have in the United States. You folks over there listening across the water, appreciate you get the right-hand steer. So your left hand is going to feel the click. Appreciate each and every one of you being here. Today here on Auto World, I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's good to be with you. For, since 1992, Auto World's been around. And since 1992, that's quite a few years back. That's a lot of automotive information, of course. We like to give you a lot of great, lot of fun here. Trivia, of course, and Auto World facts. I give you Auto World tips. We do compare a car here at Auto World. We do recalls. We do a lot of things. Interviews, of course. What happened on this day in automotive history. But most of all, you're the star. You are, folks. The reason we're here is because of you, each and every one of you. We're nationwide, coast to coast. And I'm very proud of that. And I'm very proud for you to be climbing into the Greasy Garage studio that I am sitting in right now. Broadcasting live from Boise, Idaho. Beautiful place. And I've been here since 1968, many years, way back when. Of course, as you know, in your town, look around your town. You know they're changing. Yeah, we can't stop change. No, we cannot. I do remember that back in the day, we had a mayor here in Boise, and that mayor said, we have a Capitol building like you do in your town, of course, and it looks like the replica of the one in, you know, the back east, the big one where our president is. Now, of course, our mayor here in Boise had a rule. No, he didn't want growth. So he had a rule that said when the developers came in and wanted to start building buildings and things like that downtown, he said, no, you can do it, but it cannot be any taller than the Capitol building. And that actually stunned the growth here for quite some time because of height of buildings. So, you know, that did it. Well, not anymore. Buildings are taller and getting taller and taller and taller because they're reaching for the sky, for a lot of reasons. I don't know why, but maybe the air is cleaner up there. I don't know. Anyway, it's good to have you along. Again, you're the star of the show. Don't ever forget that. You're my friend, of course, and we have a lot of friends here listening, millions, and I do appreciate each and every one of you tuning in live, coming in and riding shotgun with me each and every week and each and every day that you are listening. You might be listening on our podcast. And for you that don't know how to get to the podcast, when you want to go back and say, hey, what did he say? What did Mark say last week? What did he really say that? You can always just go ahead and Google me. And the words are Auto World, Mark Evans, and that's who you're listening to right now. So it makes it easy. And with that, too, it also shows you, and you can click on some other very proud of some other features and items and stuff that I've been involved in, and I'm going to be involved in some more, of course, throughout the automotive my automotive career, which has been 45 plus years now. And I'm going to share with you, of course, later here today on this first hour of Auto World. Auto World is 3 hours for you folks who are just now tuning in, listening for the first time. Tell your friends, please do. Tell the radio station, take another hour if they're only taking 1 hour or 2 hours, and because each and every hour is different. So I want to make sure that, you know, our goal here is to help everybody throughout the world, and why not, and have fun with the automotive world. Auto world, your auto world is sometimes complex, complicated, and you just don't understand the mechanical organ jargon. And that's why I'm here. You know, when you live it, breathe it, smell it, taste it, that is the automotive world, like I do, you end up already hearing about it, already listening to it, already, you know, listening to your clientele, your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, etc., telling you the problemos, the challenges they've had with their cars and their trucks and their rototillers and their... Well, just the other day, hey, my neighbor says, hey, I've got a problem with my lawnmower. Could you take a look at it? Well, absolutely. That's where it all started for me. It was in the small gas engine arena or in the garage there at high school way back when. Something's wrong with me because I for some reason, I just love the taste of oil. So I started taking automotive. My career was in the automotive field. Hooked up the razor, started the razor up, put the log and chain on that bad boy lawnmower of my neighbor's when we towed it over here. You ever tried pushing a riding lawnmower with hydrostatic? You know what that is? No? Hydrostatic is runs off hydraulics. That means that it's how the transmission works. The old lawnmowers used to, like the old junk Murrays. Hey, if you got a red Murray, no problems with it. It's probably still running. I had one. It came with the house that I purchased it one time, you know, and I said, well, you throw in the riding lawnmower. The yard's pretty big. And he said, oh, you can have this stupid thing. So there the riding lawnmower was, and, of course, that Murray, that's another long story. But anyway, that transmission ran off and was used a belt. Yeah, a regular V-belt was on top of the transmission, which had a pulley, which then that belt went over to the other pulley, and it just spun along with the engine and all that. But a hydrostatic transmission, as we all, technology, you know, the future, and everything is happening and all. So you have to tow those lawnmowers. He was neighbor, so he's real close. We just towed it over. And off I go fixing a riding lawnmower so he can become a grass farmer. Huh, wonder if he's ever going to sell that grass. No, he's just mowing grass. Thank you for the allergies. Boy, they've been hot here. How about you? You folks, you got allergies in your town? Boy, we have had a lot of them here, and today we're going to be talking about, I invite you over. Yeah, we're going to be talking about allergens. Green mold, crap, sewage, whatever you want to call it, in the air in your car, coming from the air outside. Oh, I love the looks of those marigolds. But boy, do they make my sinuses go crazy. So there's a car brand out there we're going to be talking about today. Head on over and take a look at the picture we put up on our Facebook side. The address over on Facebook is my name, Mark Evans. And also we have a Facebook over at Auto World Radio. Auto World Radio is the address. You'll love the photo there. It's a split photo, split cut photo. You've got clean on one side. Yes, all the pollutants and all that, whatever you want to call them, sewage. Some of them do come through, but on the left side, driver's side, you'll see that it's cleaner over there on the driver's side than it is on the passenger side. And we're going to tell you why and how come, and we're going to fix that for you. Because we didn't do it. The brand did it. And there's a brand that has got cutting-edge technology for your pollutants coming through your cabin filter. So, with that, we're going to come back and take a little short break. You're going to find out what we're going to do the rest of the hour here, second hour and third hour, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio, where the coil springs are springing. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Woo-hoo.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Riders. We're back right here in the Greasy Garage Studio where all the lug nuts are tight. Well, we missed one, but that's okay. It'll still run on four lug nuts. Got to make sure the lug nuts are tight because we, this week, are qualifying for the Indianapolis 500 right here in the Auto World Plaza. Yes, the Indianapolis 500 next weekend. Woo! They're qualifying as we speak. Like I said, I've got oil in my veins, and when I pull away from that TV before I climb into the cockpit here in the Greasy Garage Studio, what do I have? I don't have it on, but, I was listening and watching and all that. Qualifying. Qualifying for what reason? For the Indianapolis 500, folks. Speeds are reaching 231 miles an hour all the way up to 240. They do four laps, each in one car only, around the Indianapolis 500. And then they average out the speeds that they do for the four laps, and that's what their number is. That's speed. For example, Will Power, he is his average lap. He hit 240 miles an hour for a brief second, but his average lap was 231.5 average speed around for four laps. And then, of course, Scott Dixon, you guys know all Scott Dixon. His average was 233.5. So he's 2 miles an hour faster than Will Power. That means he's going to be ahead of Will Power when they line up to do the Indianapolis 500. What's this all mean? This means that you and I are going to benefit from all this. What? Why? You don't even watch the Indianapolis 500, do you? Well, maybe you tune in. And why do you tune in? Is it maybe for, not the speed, but maybe, is he going to touch and kiss the wall? Is that what you're looking at it for? Well, we all win from this. And this is why I'm bringing this up. Like they say, they race on Sunday and, of course, sell on Monday. Well, of course, selling is a part that you and I are involved in. We're the buyers. And, of course, once we buy, then we sell. Well, those motors are going 11,900 RPMs. 11,900 RPMs. You folks all know what RPM stands for, don't you? Roger? No. Roger put Mark? No. It's revolutions per minute. 11,900 revolutions per minute is what Will Power's car was doing at 231.5 miles an hour. That is, which I did on the break, Axelrod and Alex and I were talking about that, and it's 198 revolutions per second. Do you think your car could do that? And are you putting the right oil in your car in order to do that? How in the right mind could any... Yes, there's Hondas out there, there's Chevrolets out there, there's Fords out there. And, of course, there's a lot of different team names. Penske and Mario Andretti, Andretti family, the Unser family, etc. But they have to have an oil in that automobile, that engine, in order to do 11,900 RPMs per minute. Or 198 revolutions per second. I can't even count that fast. So we win. We all win. All of us win because of the Indianapolis 500, because they learn what those engines did, how they're running, how they're operating. Of course, the steering wheels are all electronic. It looks like a video game. See, back to electronic technology and all. And so we win, and we're winning to the point of big time, because we're finding out that we all are buying cars and really cool cars, and creature features are awesome, and that's where it all comes from, is the Indianapolis 500. So with that said, today here on Auto World, I've got for you here the first hour, 1,500 streetable rear wheel horsepower, folks. Rear wheel. 1,500 at the rear wheels. Just here in the first hour. And, of course, we are going to, as you all have heard, probably heard through the social network, of course, the most expensive car ever sold. It sold here this last week at RM Sotheby's. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Where it came from, there's only two of them, and how much it sold for, and why, and how come. I have a little history about that for you. And for you folks that have the Hyundai or the Kia EVs, yes, they're out there and they're selling, and some of you own them. There is a recall. Hopefully you probably didn't even know about this, but there's a parking hazard that's we're going to be talking about. That's a recall that's coming your way. And then also, I have for you the first hour. We're going to start at the first hour. You're going to go all the way through first and second hour, and in the third hour, you're going to find out the number one cheapest automobile car for 2022. That's right. I've got 10 of the cheapest cars for 2022. Now, I say cheap. Some of you... Now, think about that for a minute. How many of you thought cheap? Cheap product? Built crappy? Is that the best word? No. Just cheap, right? No. I'm talking about price. Price, numbers, dollars. Green lettuce. $1, $5, $20, hundreds, etc. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to give you three each hour, and then the third hour. At the third hour, you're going to get four. All these numbers, you're going to get four, and we're going to count down from the bottom all the way, from the highest price all the way to the cheapest price, all the way, and get to the third hour with that. Second hour, of course. Yeah, of course. Second hour is always different. Each and every hour is different. I've got the very first dedicated EV plant and battery manufacturing plant in the United States coming your way. And, by the way, you can order this in July, finally. So stay tuned to find out what that is. And, yeah, the little car with the smile on the front. They're offering you something. They got something for you. So stay tuned for that. And, oh, yeah, I've got, of course, trivia all 3 hours, definitely, to get you involved and just to have fun with you and see if you can help answer items and things like that called, you know, something to do with trivia. Yeah. And also, we're going to, the third hour, we're going to get to the cutting-edge air purification technology from what company. Who's doing it? You're going to find out. And this is something you're going to have to, you know, you're going to tune in to listen and find out who it is. If you do want to, I've always said a couple comments about maybe a pen or a paper and pencil to write things down. You're going to find out what brand of automobile gives you the cleanest air, cutting-edge air purification technology inside your cabin. And always, at the end of the third hour, we have a word with Mark. Now, first hour. Let's see, what do we got new in the first hour here? A whole bunch of stuff. Okay, so the first thing we're going to get to, of course, you know, I got a little trivia for first off, and then we're going to get to the 1,500 horsepower. Oh, yeah. Which was the first automobile with active four-wheel steering? A little trivia for you. Which was the first automobile with active four-wheel steering? 855-660-4261 is our phone number here since 1992. 855-660-4261. My email is autoworldradio, one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We look forward to you answering that trivia question when we come back. And, of course, I've got the email bag right here to the left of me. We'll be right back right here from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a nation deals with inflation reaching a near 40-year high, soaring gas prices, and even a nationwide baby formula shortage, some economists are sounding the alarm that the nation could be at risk for a possible recession. Director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deese, responds when asked about the possibility of a recession while speaking on Fox News Sunday.
Our economy is in a period of transition. We're moving from the strongest economic recovery in modern history to what can be a period of more stable and resilient growth.
The Fed Reserve recently raised its benchmark interest rate in an effort to curb inflation. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha says the United States is not done yet with COVID-19. Dr. Jha saying that 300 people a day are dying from it, and that's way too much. USA Radio News.
I need four more of the biscuit carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt and unable to pay your bills? Has your income decreased or have you lost your job? At Credit Card of America, we offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Card of America is an A-plus rated company that will work on your behalf. We've counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-291-3818. That's 800-291-3818.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long, my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
Yeah, try to stop me. I'm doing 231 miles an hour right now. I don't think you can catch up to me.
I don't care what kind of electric car you have.
No, hey, they do a great job. I want to thank and salute all the Highway Patrol and state troopers and our local and all your local police, everybody. We need them. Thank you. Appreciate it. Salute goes out to you. Welcome back to Auto World here in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Got a trivia question out there. We've got to get this, have some fun, get her answered. Why not? I've always got some great gifts, detailed gifts, folks. Keep your car inside and outside detailed, absolutely, from Meguiar's and Mother's and some solution finish and wash drops. And oh, my goodness. I always like to surprise you. I don't like to try to, you know, live talk to you and tell you exactly everything that's in there. Because you like to have a surprise, don't you? That's what life's all about. In a good way. In a good way. I know our weather's been kind of unique around the United States. And meaning that it's hotter than normal, and it's colder than normal, and it's wetter than normal, and, you know, et cetera. So I'm not the weatherman. I'm the Auto World guy. So let's get that question out there. Which was the first automobile with active four-wheel steering? Which was the first automobile with active four-wheel steering? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. Oh, that big thing. Oh, yeah. He's sitting behind it today. He had to get a larger chair with bigger wheels, and I think, hey, you know what? Did you put a gas motor on that chair to get across the board fast enough because it's so big? Yes? Okay, good. Okay, now, you know, today here on Auto World, we're talking, Indianapolis 500, but horsepower at the rear wheels? Huh? What? Yes. Well, folks, Trans Am Worldwide debuts its modernized Chevrolet Chevelle 70 SS. It has 1,500 horsepower. Yes, Trans Am Worldwide has built, they've built a reputation for crafted, very cool crafted cars, both in design and performance, to the highest detail, folks. They did it. The company has since unveiled its latest edition of its modern muscle car lineup, the Chevy Chevelle 70 SS. Looks just like it. A little bit wider in the back, a little wider in the front, but the grill and all is the same. Coming in three different trims, the Trans Am 70 SS derives its inspiration from the 70 Chevy Chevelle Supersport. Oh, yeah, that's what the SS stands for. Power plant options begin with. You ready for this? Sit down. See, you need to get pen and paper out and keep that out all the time. 450 horsepower, the LT1 engine. The top-tier version is available with the LS6X twin turbo, folks. Twin turbo 454 engine with 1,500 streetable rear wheel horsepower. Now, when I say that, so you kind of understand, you know, rear wheel. In today's world, what? We went from rear wheel drive to front wheel drive cars. Then we go to all wheel drive cars, AWD. Then we go to SUVs and then four wheel drive. Well, they're doing it with just rear-wheel drive, 1,500 at the rear wheel. See what happens here with an engine and transmission, a little bit of Auto World facts, is that when you put a V8, V6, 6-cylinder, 4-cylinder, whatever size engine, gas or diesel, under the bonnet, for you folks listening over the across the pond, thank you, here in the United States, raise the hood up and take a look at that bad boy underneath there. You're burning gas or diesel. Well, it puts out so much horsepower, they dyno it. They put it on a machine in a booth, on a machine, just like a heart monitor for you, that you have on your wrist there, by the way. And they dyno it, and it gives them the numbers at the back of the crankshaft. That's at the back of the engine. This is 1,500 at the rear wheels. By the time, if you took a, literally took an engine in the dyno room, and it had 600 horsepower, and then you put an automatic transmission behind it, and then you hook up a drive shaft. That's the stick that goes back to the rear, you know, rear end that turns the wheels. By the time it goes through the transmission, there's a lot of parts there. We don't have but only an hour here to talk. Goes down through the drive shaft. That's that stick. Goes through the rear end, the pinion and the ring gear, and then out to through the axle to the right rear tire, and then has to spin that 15, 16, whatever size wheel you have on there, tire on there. By the time it gets there, it started at 500, but you're going to lose 35% horsepower. Yeah, well, Trans Am Worldwide, they built this, and it's got 1,500 at the back right rear wheel. Oh, yeah. The Trans Am is well worldwide, folks, known for building modern-day Pontiac Firebirds and GTOs based on the bodies of the new Chevy Camaros. And their latest effort pays tribute to the vintage version of the Chevelle 70 SS with its forest green gold paint job. Oh, yeah. They're going to offer one as well in a convertible, and it's going to be an upgrade. And they're using the C7 Corvette steering wheel in that, retractable convertible hardtop, retractable convertible top, excuse me. And here's the price for you that want to know, of course, is, you know, what do they say? They say if you have to ask, you can't afford it. Well, we want to know the price here in Auto World. All right, it's not about if we can afford it or not. We just want to know the number. The number is $150,000. So you can have a, I guess we can call it a brand new Chevrolet Chevelle 70 SS. Looks pretty cool. Like you say, it's based upon the Camaro. So 1,500 horsepower. What are you going to do with all that horsepower is what I want to ask you. You know, what's it? I think the national highway speeding, well, it's the speed limit is, what, 85 miles an hour? Which by the time you coast your car down that one little hill, you're doing 110 and you don't even know you're doing it. And that's with a four-cylinder. So, but yeah, 1,500 horsepower, you know, that's what it's all about when you want to get from stoplight to stoplight in my world. So for you folks that, of course, as you know, the auctions are always going on. We got Barrett Jackson and Mecham, and there's quite a few auctions happening and throughout our country at all times. And the prices are going up and up and up each and every year of my life. And I've actually watched some Chevy Chevelles. I don't recall, though, that I've ever seen an older original 1970 Chevy Chevelle SS ever go for the $150,000, but this is going to be one-of-a-kind type of car, and why not grab it when you get a chance, huh? Yes. Here on Auto World, we like to do emails, of course. I enjoy your emails coming in, and that means I get your emails throughout the week here on Auto World, and I do appreciate that. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And I just want to say and salute all of you. A lot of emails have come in. I've got, of course, Eddie, the engine emailer. He takes care of our emails here at Auto World, the Auto World Plaza. And the 911 ones that you put 911 up there, please. And that way I know and he knows, too, that I need to help you and fix you right away at your automotive repair shop, your transmission shop, your brake shop, even a windshield shop, your body shop. There's a tire shop. I mean, there's a lot of divisions on your car, and a lot of us really don't even think about it that way. We just get in there, start it up, and wait for the oil light to come on, or better known as the genie light. Rub that genie lantern, and you know what you're going to get. It's probably a quart of oil that's going to cost you $6-$7. I don't know. How much is the oil in your neck of the woods today? Yeah, that'd be a good thing to find out here. Why not? Let's use Auto World to find out what you folks are paying for oil, or do you even know? What's the price of your lube oil filters out there in each and every city? Here in the Boise area, there you go into a quick lube, you're going to spend $45.55. Some of you might be paying even more. I'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. Or do you even care about changing oil? Yeah. Does it really matter if you do or don't? Well, think about the Indianapolis 500. 11,900 revolutions per minute. And what is yours red line at? You'll see the red line on your tachometer that says RPM, revolutions per minute. Take a look at it and say, hey, this red means what? Well, do you ever see that needle go up into the red? We hope not. That means you are really a hot rodder and it's working good for you. You need to change your oil. Get rid of the trash. Which was the first automobile with active four-wheel steering? Trivia question for this week. Here, right here. On Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Set it up. Yeah, the more suds you have, the better it works. Not. See, just right there, the car wash. When you, do you wash your own car, or do you take it to the automatic car wash? I know that yesterday I spent, well, two, 3 hours there hand washing my automobiles, a couple of them. That's the way to do it. I use a product called Meguiar's Car Wash, and do not use dishwash soap, folks. I was taught that I used to all the time back in the day before Barry Maguire says, what are you destroying your paint for? You're taking the oils out of your paint. Mark, don't do that. So that's what it does. Dishwash soap is designed to take the grease off your hands. The oils. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Got that trivia question out here. I got an answer for it. The trivia question here this for this hour of Auto World is, which was the first automobile with active four-wheel steering? Suzanne gets us from Forks, Washington. She says she's always listening on the early edition of Auto World on Sunday on 96.7 FM. So let's do it. Well, thank you, Suzanne. Appreciate that. And she says here, she tunes in later live on GCNLive.com. Thank you, Suzanne. I appreciate it. I salute you. I really do appreciate it. Thanks from Forks, Washington. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great affiliates, KBDB 96.7 FM, Forks, LaPush, Nebe, Washington, and of course all of you, all the folks there listening between the towns and other towns, thank you. Appreciate it. Suzanne says here, she says the automobile is a car that she used to own. And she states, it's the 1988 Honda Prelude. You're right. Suzanne, congratulations. You are absolutely right. Congratulations. And a lot of people wouldn't probably know that. Four-wheel steering, and you had one, or do you still have it? You say that you had one. Which do you have? So let me know. Appreciate it. 1988 Honda Prelude, folks. Yes, was the first automobile with active four-wheel steering. All the tires did turn, and of course, today, you know, of course, as we all know, General Motors is doing the all-new, 100% all-electric Hummer, and they call it the Crab Walk. Suzanne, you had the Crab Walk in the 1988 Honda Prelude. didn't you? Yes, because all tires did turn. Suzanne, appreciate it. From Forks, Washington, send me an email address, if you would, so I can send you out some great gifts. Detail that car up of yours. And let us know if you still have it or what you're driving today. We always like to know that at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Well, now it's time. Now, folks, that recall I promised you, if you have... And on the recall side, too, if you do not have an automobile, like what we're going to be talking about, your neighbor or your friend or your relative, or you might be even thinking about buying one, you need to know something a little bit about the recalls. And this is a recall over parking hazard. So it's, it can be fixed. It can be fixed. So the bad news here is for some Kia and Hyundai EV owners, both brands are being recalled approximately 20,000 electric vehicles. They're all electric, the Kia EV6 and the Hyundai 5, over a dangerous issue with the parking brake function, folks. And that means that the parking brake means you put the parking brake on and you don't want the car to move. The issue concerns both the EV models, the parking brake, of course, the new Hyundai new E-GMP platform. Should there be a voltage fluctuation while either vehicle is turned off and parked, it will cause a command signal to be sent from the shifter control unit that can potentially disengage the parking pole in the transmission and permit the affected car, Hyundai or the Kia, to roll away if it is on any sort of incline or even if it gets bumped. Hyundai has already received multiple claims of the issue affecting the 5 and was first identified by the company in Korea. However, the parking brake, folks, issue, that ultimately the impact is about 10,729 Hyundai 5s and 9,014, right to the number, Kia EV6s. The company, they're advising every one of you who owns them, either electric vehicle, to use the electronic parking brake whenever you park yours, instead of simply turning them off and leaving it at that spot. So you want to turn them off. Hyundai says also working to contact all affected customers, and you are the customer, of course, if you own one. They're out to basically, they have a for all you affected customers of their Hyundai and the Kias, they have a scheduled software update. So you're going to get a scheduled software update, but it's not going to come out to you. The notification will be coming to you July 10th. So I wanted to get that out before we're not even in June yet. So I want to let you know that you'll be getting, if you own one of the Hyundai or Kia all-electric EVs, the Hyundai 5 and or the Kia EV6, you're going to get a notice by July 10th to get it into the dealer. It's a software update. So, again, we're dealing with, again, electronics, technology and the electronic side of cars. And a lot of you might not like it, might not want it, but you have it when you do buy it. So remember back in the day, I was just talking to a customer the other day about, remember the days when, well, my dad pointed it out because I was fixing a electric driver's side electric door window motor, which is riveted onto the scissor that the glass is connected to, and their motor went out. And the gentleman hung around while I was doing it, talking while I was doing it, watching me get in there and slice and dice like a surgeon. And he said, I remember the day when my dad told me way back when, we had crank-up windows, and that his company car had crank-up windows also, and that, oh boy, now the cars are coming out with electric windows. And the first thing my father said was that that's just another thing to go wrong. Well, now we all take, electric windows, electric door locks, electric vibrations in our buns. There's so many electronic. Don't you just love the buzzer that tells you that your headlights have been left on? That's all electronically controlled, too. Yeah, that's a great feature because you'll never have a dead battery. It means a lot. It really does. And it's been ironed out to the point of no return now, too. That, in fact, we don't have a lot of problems anymore with our electronic devices. Or do you? Love to hear from you. Do you have electronic problems that you don't like? 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Love to hear from you. And absolutely, now again, remember, second hour coming up. We're going to be talking, we have more trivia for you. I'm going to throw another trivia question at you. But I didn't get to it. We ran out of time. We'll get to it. I have 10 of the cheapest, price-wise, automobiles for 20 2022 coming your way. Right now, let's get to real quick the military e-bikes. Did you hear about this? Military e-bikes, electronic bikes, the next big thing in land warfare. That's right. They're planning on commercializing these electronic bikes now. Not only is like EV in the car that you're driving and the truck you're driving, but in bicycles. See, bicycles are quiet, and electronic bicycles are based upon what? Batteries. Electric batteries. It's a smaller version of your electric cars. How many of you have got one? Boy, I've watched the prices just drop like a rock on these electric bikes, too, because supply and demand. Demand is high, so the price goes down. Thank you. I haven't picked one up yet. I've test drove the electronic bikes, but I like the sound of a motor. And sometimes my motor, and I do mountain bike quite a bit, and I do not have a motor on the bicycle. It's a mountain bike. I climb up the mountains, but I like to hear my motor, my heart, bumping hard and heavy. That's what it's all about. Sonny, if you can hang on. We've got Sonny from Ocala, Florida on the line. We're getting ready to run out of time here. So, Sonny, if you could hold on, I'd love to take your call right on the second hour. Definitely, we're going to go to Florida and take Sonny's call. He's got a question and talking about RPMs on an engine. That's what it's all about. Revolutions per minute. The Indianapolis 500, 11,900 revolutions per minute. Is this the reason why you want to change your oil? It is, folks. So change your oil. Don't do it now because you're going to come back for the second hour. Can't wait to have you over on the second hour. We're going to get right to the, oh yeah, the little car with a smile on the front of it has something for you right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, coming back with your calls and your emails. Drive safe and motor on.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.